underneath Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. It is a happy final today for the first time in 2012, 22-17, the Jaguars over the Colts. This is about as wild of a 4 minutes as you'll find, guys.
I mean, emotions went from, you know, you're angry to you're excited. And you know, and still after this game, I think there are some things that, you know, you got a lot of coaching points on this ball game, because I think that this game could have been over earlier in the ball game if you can accomplish some things in the four-minute offense.
Well, there's no question the Jaguars have to play better than this moving forward. You got the feeling in the second half that this got to be a game where they just needed to get a win, and then you get that win and you go back and fix the problems that you have.
Maurice Jones-Drew had 177 yards on the ground. That was near a career high, guys, and boy, what a day for Maurice. And it started with that 59-yard spark.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team as a whole was pretty flat, you know, and then all of a sudden in the second half he comes out and rips off the 59-yarder. And just a note, on that 59-yarder, great downfield block by wide receiver Justin Blackmon really was a big help on that play, and that was really the spark of the game. And Maurice had a workmanlike day. I mean, 177 yards rushing, his career high is 186. Give him a lot of credit because he continues to be a Colt killer.
One of the things that I said in the live blog during that game is, you know, there were people who wondered during the holdout, would he come back and give his best effort, which I thought was a ridiculous thing to think during the holdout. What an effort. There were times in that second half where he was basically carrying guys on his own. You don't have to question this guy's heart.
Tell you what, Blaine Gabbert only had two attempts in the second half until that 80-yard touchdown pass. What a huge play that was to Cecil.
Yeah, what a great read by him. What a great job on the route by Cecil Shorts. And it's kind of intriguing that, you know, what should have been the heroes in week one against the Vikings were the heroes here in week three. Cecil Shorts, an amazing catch and a great effort. You know, if he were thinking, you know, in a perfect world, you might just go ahead and fall down at about the 5-yard line and kick the field goal, but you can't think that far ahead in advance if you're a player.
It's hard to be that aware. You know, you want these guys to know about the game situations. It's hard to be that aware. But I think some credit should go to the defense, too. Not a great first half, but they really shut things down in the second half, got a little bit more pressure on Luck, shut down the run, and got the offense in a position to win the game.
Yeah, what you're talking about there, I think, is the missed opportunities in the first half. They had hands on the ball like three different times, and that's four, really, if you count the Rasheen Mathis penalty where they ended up getting it. So a lot of opportunities lost, but they'll get better.
A W is a W, 22-17. The Jaguars are 1-2 after a win in Indianapolis.